Don't sin. And if you do sin, you've got Jesus, who is your advocate. Don't sin, but you've got an advocate. And remember that he is covered for all your sins. Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today's video, we are going to answer a question about the difficulties that come with when we remember our past sins. Why do we still struggle with that? Well, I think I've got a good answer for you. Let's get into our question today. The listener who wrote this, it was a quick question, but this is what he asks. Is there any way for me to forget my past sins? I read Hebrews 9:14 that the blood of Christ purges our conscience. I believe the word of God without question, but why does my past evil behavior keep popping up in my head? Well, I heard this phrase a long time ago, and ever since I've heard it, I just keep repeating it with questions like this. Sin always brings bondage. And even though we can be forgiven of our sins, and those sins are no longer brought forward against us because we're 100% justified by God because of our faith in Jesus Christ, because of his shed blood, which I think is where Hebrews 9:14 is going, we still struggle with the things that we've done. I don't think there's anything in Scripture that says that that part goes away. Think about when you get born again, right? You get a brand new spirit nature, and it does not sin. It's born of God, as 1 John 3:9 tells us, but we still have our old nature, and our flesh wrestles with the spirit, and the spirit wrestles with the flesh, and Galatians tells us that the things we want to do, we can't do because those two things are contrary one to the other. So I think if you're looking for maybe a catch-all that you almost forget all your past sins, I don't think there's anything in the Bible that points towards that. We don't have to think of those sins as condemning us to hell anymore. Our conscience in that way is clear. But I wanted to give you some examples, so I looked at some things in Scripture that may help you see how people were forgiven by God, but they still suffered consequences, really, throughout the rest of their lives. Before we go any further, if this is your first time here on the channel, we want to welcome you. If you've been here before, welcome back. Make sure that you like, comment, and share the video. If you haven't already, make sure that you hit the red subscribe button and the little notification bell. That way, every time that we upload a new video, you get notified. Also, if you have a Bible question, send it to us. You can email us your question, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. We'll do the best that we can to get you a response and maybe even make a video. Let's get back to the question. So here's some examples of people that we can see that were forgiven by God for their sin, but their consequences lasted, you know, the rest of their lives. There were just things that happened. The best way that I can explain this to you, it's like scars, right? If you've ever been injured before, you get a cut, you know, a broken bone or something, those things, they heal, but there may be, you know, like a flesh wound or something on your thumb doesn't move the right way ever since then. I mean, it's healed, but it's not the same. I think it could be the same way in regards to the things that we've done in the past. They put scars upon our lives, and those can be testimonies of God's goodness, but it's also a warning to believers and to others. You know, sin does bring bondage. So let's look at King David as an example, right? In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 13 through 14, we see where he committed adultery and slept with Bathsheba. Well, he went on and tried to get Uriah to think that he was the one that got Bathsheba pregnant, Uriah being Bathsheba's husband. Uriah didn't go for it. David sent him back on the front lines. He died. And Nathan confronted him and said, your sin's going to be made known. You're forgiven, but there's going to be consequences. Well, that child, after it was born, it got very sick, as God said, and it died. And then all of David's kids really fell into some serious sin. Absalom brought a lot of bad press, so to speak, to the nation. He ended up dying. God forgave David of those sins. However, there were still consequences that came. There were these scars that came. I also think of Solomon. Solomon's another really good example. He had all the wisdom that he could have asked for, but he used it incorrectly. And we see from the book of Ecclesiastes, he suffered a lot of different consequences. And ever since he was warned about careful what you do with all these women in your lives, eventually they turned his heart against Jehovah, and he took down the altars that were for God, and he raised up the altars for false gods. What happened? Well, as far as the scripture is concerned, he was never spoken of positively after that. Still a saved man. I don't think anything happened about his eternal life, but his sin brought consequences. So here's something that I can give you as like a piece, right? In 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, we have a very, very good reminder about Jesus Christ. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. Okay, so there's the instruction. don't sin. Not so you can stay saved, but for the sake of your walk with the Lord, don't sin. But it goes on. And if any man sin, we know that we will, and the scripture knows that we will. That's why it gives a provision here. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Verse 2, and he is the propitiation for our sins. This is a reminder for the believer. Don't sin. And if you do sin, you've got Jesus, who is your advocate. Don't sin, but you've got an advocate. And remember that he is covered for all your sins. And then, of course, the Calvinism killer here at the end of verse 2. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So I think in relation to what we're looking at here, you can say pretty clearly that in order for us to understand what's going on with our sin nature and why we still remember these things, this is just a part of what sin brings. It brings separation. It brings bondage or scars on our bodies. But we don't have to have a bad conscience about those things condemn us. We're not condemned. Those who have put our faith in Jesus Christ will never be brought into condemnation again. I hope that answers your question, and I am praying for you. I know, depending on what people have done in their lives, a lot of different results come as a part of that. But isn't it good that we have Psalms 103:12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. I pray this has been an encouragement to you. Make sure to write in your questions. Email us questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.